Good morning. Oh, sorry. Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning. You may have realised that I'm not Kate. Kate and Simon and the boys are away on holiday at the moment. And therefore, well, you have me. For those that don't know, I'm one of the leadership here, responsible for taking the service this morning. But yeah, please pray for Kate and Simon. Obviously, a very busy time for ministers, the run-up to Christmas. So pray particularly for Kate that she has the chance to recuperate and have some time herself to think about the significance of this Christmas time rather than just doing stuff for everybody else. So yeah, please do pray for them. There's a new newsletter, news sheet. January news sheet is available. If you came in through the front there were some there. If you didn't, pop out and pick one up before you leave. The next thing which is happening is our service next Sunday, which is a breakfast service. So please do come to that, normal time 10:30, preceded by the regular. We're doing a regular prayer meeting just for about half an hour, starting at 9 o'clock on the mornings that we're having the breakfast service. So if you do feel able to get here for 9 o'clock in the morning, do come and join in that prayer meeting. It's very informal, but nobody's being put on the spot. You can just sit there and listen to what's going on, but there are ideas of things to pray for as well. So it's not particularly difficult to be at it, other than the fact that obviously you have to get up in time to be here for 9 o'clock in the morning. So do come along and try that if you feel able to do so. I don't think there are any other notices other than the fact that I believe it's just been somebody's birthday. Who might that be? Do you know, Naomi, who it might be? Is it your dad? When was your dad's birthday? Saturday, yesterday. Fantastic. Has anybody else just had a birthday? No? Excellent. I think we ought to say sing happy birthday to Dave, if that's all right. No? Can anybody start me off?
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Fantastic. Excellent. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to come and meet, to meet with each other and to meet with you. And we pray that you will indeed meet with each of us here this morning and that you will change us through the encounter with you. Amen. David and Cheryl are going to lead us in some worship. Thank you. And then remain standing, be thou my vision. Thank you. Thank you, please sit down. So we've done Christmas, we're not quite at New Year. We're in that kind of in-between time, aren't we? And perhaps it can be a chance to pause before the New Year starts, to reflect on the past year, and to anticipate the year ahead. What has happened to you over the past year, and what will the new year bring? For most of us, the past year will have been a mix. Hope, disappointment, good, bad, joy, sadness, love, loss, health, illness. Now, we can pause for a moment and look forward. And there may be a mix of anticipation and also anxiety about what the year ahead might bring. But whatever our feelings about what may come, we can trust that God knows and that God will be walking with us. One of the things we almost certainly will face over the coming year is choices, decisions. We face them all the time, some small and insignificant, some large and life-changing, and some many in between. And what we're going to be thinking about this morning is choices. Not necessarily really, really big choices, but important choices. Choices about how we live our lives. Some of you may know that as part of Generate, I am involved in running sessions in school called Cool Choices. We run it for year sixes, so that's kind of those aged 10 or 11 who are just about to be going up to secondary school. And some of the material that we're going to be using this morning is taken from the resources that we use in school. including some PowerPoint slides and some video clips. And there might be some times when I'm asking you to behave slightly more like 10 or 11-year-olds than like adults. So for those of you who are adults, please bear with me in that. And if you feel able to join in and give me some answers to some of the questions I ask you, then so well and good. Okay, so in order to kind of warm us up and get us thinking about the idea of choices, just for fun, we're going to have a look at some very silly choices or some very... what most people would describe as insignificant choice. And I just want you to look at what's on the screen, and I want you to put up this hand if you're going to choose the salt and vinegar, or this hand if you're going to choose the cheese and onion. And I would like you to make one decision. Either you might say, well, I really don't care, but I'm wanting you to say one or the other. So put up one hand or the other hand. Point to one or the other, depending on which one you're going to do. I'm definitely a cheese and onion man. Naomi, what do you think? What's he going to be? What are you going to do? Okay. Fine. Fantastic. Okay, let's have a look at the next one. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate? What's it going to be? Lydia, what are you? Milk chocolate or dark chocolate? Both, yes. If you just had to have one, which would it be? If you just had to have one, which would you go for? I'm a milk chocolate man, but that's fine, whatever. Okay, what's next? Oh. If you had to have one or the other, which would you go for? Cats or dogs? Yeah? Okay, excellent. You're doing very well at all kind of participating in this. Well done, thank you. What have we got next? Oh, shower or bath? I know it depends on all sorts of circumstances and time and all that kind of stuff, but you're a shower person or a bath person? You might be a bath person, even if you very rarely have a bath and normally have a shower, but you're a shower person, are you? What are you, Naomi? Not sure. Jude, is that a shower? Definitely. Yeah, okay. What was the next one? Oh, yes, now. Man City or Man United? I know. When we do this in school, I quite often do this with Steve. When we do this in school, we say most of these choices, it really doesn't matter which one you choose. But from Steve's point of view, it's very important that you all choose Man City. And mostly they don't. Mostly they choose Man United. I couldn't care less, to be honest. I just go on the colour of the shirt. But yeah, Man City, which is this one, or Man United, which are you going to go for? If there was a match between the two, who would you support? Matthew, neither. You're not going to support either. So you'd support whoever's higher in the league table. You wouldn't go for the underdog. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Okay. And finally, just to bring in the Christmas theme, would you go for chocolate log or would you have a Christmas cake? Possibly neither at this stage in Christmas, but which you're going to... Yeah. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, John. Yeah, choices. We make choices all the time. Some of them, as I say, are very insignificant. Some of them are much more significant. John, can we have the first... In fact, it's the second PowerPoint slide, really, that we want to get onto. Sorry. Fantastic. We quite often feel like we're standing at a crossroads. We know we've got to make an important decision. We know we've got to choose this way, or even just stay put and not go either. But it's like we're in front of a blank signpost. There's no information on there to tell us what it is we could do. The next slide, if the sign was like this, if it said good choice this way and bad choice this way, it would be so much easier, even if we decided to make the bad choice. At least we'd know that we were making a bad choice. But how do we choose? How do we make choices? How do we know what's the right thing to do? There's often not very much information available. Okay, next slide. These are some things which people have written or kind of images about choices. I want you to look at these choices. And if you're feeling really keen, because this is what we would do with the year sixes, you could talk to the person next to you about whether you agree with them. Pick one. Pick one of those four, the picture of a person made up of the words choice, the one that says life is all about choices, one which says life is the sum of all your choices, and one which says we all make choices, but the end of choices make us. Talk to somebody near you and say, pick one and say whether you think you agree with it or not. Do you think that's true about choices? How significant are choices? I'm going to give you a minute to talk to somebody near you about choices. Maybe less than a minute, actually. How are we doing? Okay. Okay, fantastic. That may not have been a minute. I've no idea how long that was. Has anybody got anything they would be prepared to say out loud about what they feel about any of those? You don't have to, but if you want to, it's Conrad.
They both say the same thing, but one of the
writers
is human.
Sorry, which one? So which one are you looking at?
The orange one is more.
Life is all about choice. It's my what? Sorry.
More humanist.
More humanist.
Blue person.
What do you think the blue person is showing us? Why do you think the person is made up of the word choice?
Because
lots of different choices. Why are some of them written big and some of them written small, do you think? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But they maybe all make up the person. You may or may not agree with that. Anybody else got something you want to say about any of those? As I say, you don't have to. I don't need to put you on the spot, but that's fine. When we talk to the year sixes about this, what we try and draw out of that is actually choices are important. They may not be the only thing that make up your life. You may not completely agree with that, but actually they have the choices we make have an important effect on the rest of our life. Some of the choices we make can have a really significant impact on us. Okay, John, next slide, please. You're free to make choices, but you're not free to choose the consequences. Do any of the children know what consequences, what we mean by consequences? Naomi, do you know what we mean by consequences? What will happen? The consequences of what will happen, what you said was what will happen if you don't choose the right choice. But yeah, the consequences, whatever happens as a result of what you do. I could choose to smash my hand against one of those windows. I'm free to make that choice, but there are certain consequences which would probably follow from that. I might get into trouble with Dave because he'd have to sort out trying to replace the window pane. I'd probably damage my hand and Paula would be really annoyed because we might have to go to hospital. And I would struggle with the fact that I've got blood and I don't like blood. So there would be consequences. But choices that we make have consequences. We are free to make choices to an extent, but there are inevitable consequences that follow on from the choice which we make. John, thank you. Okay, any idea why we show a picture of ripples when we're talking about choices? Any idea what that might mean? What might... Jude? Fine, one choice might affect another thing. Can you move on to the next one, John? The choices we make are like ripples. They spread out and affect people around us. And this is supposed to show that actually we're all affected by each other's choices. The choices which I make affect you, and the choices which you make affect me. The fact that I've chosen to take this service this morning is affecting the way that you might be feeling about being here this morning. The way that you're responding to what I'm doing might affect how I feel about being here this morning. We affect each other in all sorts of ways, good ways and bad ways. Thank you, John. Okay, any idea what this might be telling us about choices? Sorry?
Nemo,
yes. It's not necessarily Nemo, but what's that telling us about choices? You don't always have to follow what everybody else is doing?
Well,
yes.
You don't have to go with the majority.
Yeah. Which of these fish are swimming in the right direction? We don't know, do we? Actually, it's taken from a picture in which there's a large shark with an open mouth this side. So actually, but you can't tell that information from the picture. So yeah, can you move on to the next one, John? Yeah. Sometimes making a good choice means going against the flow. Don't be influenced by what you see other people doing. Think about what you're meant to be doing for yourself. We talk in schools, when we do this in schools, we talk about peer pressure and the way that we're influenced by the people around us, in good ways and in bad ways. And therefore, we need to be selective about who we choose in our friendship groups and who we spend our time with, and think about the way that we allow them to influence us and the way they influence the decisions which we make. Paula, would you come and do the reading? Thank you.
Okay. So I'm reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and it has appeared. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Thank you. Thank you. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. That's what that picture of the fish made me think of. Don't go along with what the crowd are doing. Think about it for yourself. Think about the decisions which you're making. Okay, we're going to show a video clip now. Some of you may have seen this before. For some of you, it may be quite surprising because it's a video clip of somebody who, it will become apparent quite quickly, is quite physically different from us. But I want you to think about him, think about what might be motivating him, think about what gives him his reason for living and what he's achieving in his life. And we'll have a little bit of a talk about it once we've seen it. So thank you, John. Just to give you a bit of background, Nick Wojcik was born with the condition that meant he had no arms and no legs. So he's been in that situation all his life. But you can find more out about him. There are more clips of him on YouTube and elsewhere. But he talks in places about how he felt when he started going to school and realised how different he was from everybody else, and that he found that quite hard, and that particularly as a teenager, he increasingly found it very difficult because of the way people viewed him because of his disability. And he actually got to the point in his teenage years of considering ending his life because he didn't see what he could be, how he could continue his life, and didn't like the life that he was living. But he actually turned his life around, or his life was turned around, because he found a Christian faith. And we do talk about that a little bit in schools, about the fact that his faith comes from his belief in God and his desire to follow Jesus. And the large book that you may have noticed on the desk next to where he was standing is a Bible. And we talk about the fact that he sees that as being a fundamental part of his motivation and his reason for living. And it's very interesting to hear how some of the year sixes kind of reflect on what they see there. I had one lad who came up to me at the end of the lesson, just kind of talking to me after we'd finished, who said, having seen that video of Nick, he said, if I ever got disabled, if something happened to me that meant that I was limited in terms of what I could do, I would feel very differently about it, having seen him and seen the way he copes with that. And I think that's such a positive thing, to be able to think, well, okay, we don't know what's going to happen to us in our future life. Things do happen. But to be able to say, okay, things may happen to us, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the end. It may change the way that we can do things, or we may have to kind of find ways to work around it. But we can make choices about how we use the things that we've got and the abilities or limitations that we've been given. One of the video clips that we show in schools, which we're not going to show this morning, is a clip from it's a clip from Harry Potter. And there's a bit, I think it's in the Chamber of Secrets, where Harry Potter has just had an encounter with Voldemort, Voldemort being the evil wizard. And Harry Potter is talking to Dumbledore, the headmaster, about the fact that he Harry, has realised that there are similarities between him, Harry Potter, and Voldemort, who is the evil wizard. And he's worried that he's going to become like that evil wizard. Because there are similarities in terms of what they can do. And Dumbledore says this. I think we've got this quote, actually, John. Dumbledore says this: it's not our abilities that show what we truly are. It is our choices. And I think that's true with Nick as well. Nick is saying, I'm not going to be defined by the physical abilities that I've got or the physical limitations I've got. I'm going to be defined by the choices which I make. And Dumbledore was saying the same thing to Harry Potter. Harry Potter may have been in some way similar to Voldemort, but he could make very different choices about how he used the abilities that he had, and that he could use them in a positive way, in a good way. And we all have choices that we can make about the way which we use the things that God has given us, the abilities or the limitations which God has given us. Paul is going to read to us again. Thank you.
So that cartoon is based on a story in the Bible that Jesus told. So this is from Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
Thank you. So we use that clip in schools and then get the pupils to think about what things they might be building their life upon, what things they might be using as their motivation, whether they're aiming to become the best sports person they possibly can, whether they're aiming to become as rich as they possibly can, whether they're aiming to be to have the look of somebody from a magazine or somebody which they see on social media, whether they're going to try to be the best mathematician they possibly can, what it is that's motivating them as they kind of start out in their life and make decisions about their future. But it also applies to all of us, doesn't it? It challenges all of us to think about what our kind of foundations are. Jesus wasn't interested in houses, he was interested in people's lives. He was interested in what our lives are based on and what will happen when things become difficult for us. We don't know what the future might hold, but we do know that there will be times in the future when things are hard and things don't go the way that we would like them to go. And that's when our foundations really show and really make a difference. And Jesus was challenging people to follow what he was teaching them to do, because that would be a solid foundation, that if people were following the words, following the things, the way that he was encouraging them to live, then that would be a strong foundation in their lives. So yeah, it's a challenge for us. What's our motivation? What's our reason for building, for being? What would you like the impact of your life to be? How would you like to be remembered? Christians believe that God can help us to make good choices, cool choices, and he gives foundations for us to live our lives and to make good choices. Cheryl's now going to teach us a song. This brings to mind the song that we used to sing in Sunday school about the wise man built his house on the rock. But when we did this at Cheryl's school with her class, they all started, as we were talking about the video clip that we've just seen, they started off on this song which Cheryl had obviously taught them. So she's now going to teach us a song about the wise and foolish builders. So over to you.
Thank you. It might be that you actually know this song. My kids sing it in assembly, but they didn't realise what story it came from.
So we talk in schools about lots of choices, and then we go on to say, well, okay, how do we decide what a good choice is and what a bad choice is? What criteria can we use to help us make some of those choices? And although it's oversimplifying it, what we do is we show them the slide which John is going to put up on in a moment, and think about outcomes. We talked earlier about consequences and the results of our actions. And therefore, in order to encourage the pupils to think about how they decide what's a good choice and what's a bad choice, we get them to think about the consequences, about the outcomes. And we say that they... Can you put up the next one, John? Is it going to come? Fantastic. That a good choice or a cool choice is a choice which has a good outcome for ourselves, for other people, and for the world. It's not just the thing that makes us feel good. Some of you may know, I quite like Mars bars. But if I went home and ate 4 Mars bars every day, it might feel nice at the time, but it would have a bad outcome. The ongoing effect would be good. So we have to think about choices that we make in terms of not just what makes us feel good at the moment, but what's going to have a lasting good impact for ourselves, for other people, and for the world. And we then encourage the pupils to think about choices which they make and how they can make good choices, or choices which they might want to challenge themselves to make, which would have a good effect on those areas of their lives. And what we do in schools is we have some different areas around the classroom where they can go and interact with activities. But if John puts up the next screen, what I want you to do now is I want you to think about some choices that you might have to make. And you can either talk to somebody next to you about this, or you can just do it for yourself. And this is why you've got a little bit of piece of paper. Has everybody got bits of paper? There were some bits of paper that were given out when we came in. If you haven't got one, put your hand up, because Gavin is ready to run around the room and distribute to anybody who needs them. In fact, I'm going to just grab something out of my bag because I've got an example here of some things which the children say. Sorry about that, John. If I can find it. Sorry, I can't find it. I thought I'd got some examples of things which children have said. But some of the things that children say, particularly in the light of the video about Nick, when we're getting them to think about choices or decisions that they could make to do with themselves, they say things like, I'm not going to worry so much about what people think about what I look like. I'm going to be more concerned about what I'm like inside. So I'm going to make choices not to worry too much about my appearance. They also say, I'm not going to always go along with the crowd. I'm going to try and make my own decisions. In terms of other people, we go on to encourage them to think about the way that they react to other people or the way that they treat other people and therefore the way that other people treat them. So they might, under other people, think about putting down something to do with the way that they treat their friends or the way that they relate to their parents or the way that they relate to somebody who maybe comes into school for the first time and doesn't know anybody and the way that they deal with that kind of situation. And against the world, obviously quite a big thing for them to be trying to think about, but quite often what comes into that is things like environmental issues, so kind of recycling, use of plastic. There was a phase where, so we give them a map of the world and we get them to write things over this map of the world that they would, choices that they would might like to make. And there was one phase where lots of them kind of, maybe it was something which they'd done in class, but lots of them wrote stuff to do with trying to get rid of Trump all over America. Not quite sure how they were going to do that themselves. And there might be other closer to home issues that they might be putting down if we were doing it now. But we get them to think about choices that they could make to do with how they affect the world, not necessarily people that they know, but people possibly who they might never meet, in terms of how they might use the money that they might have in the future, the kind of job that they might do in the future, the way that they treat people in other countries, the way they view people who have come from other countries and are maybe wanting to set up homes or establish lives in this country. So what I'd like you to do with your piece of paper, if you're willing to, is to think about a choice, possibly a choice that you'd like to make in each of those areas, a positive choice. We talk at the beginning of the new year often about making decisions about things which we're going to do during the year, resolutions, things that we're going to try and stick to during the year. This is not quite resolutions, but it's encouraging you to think about your attitudes or choices that you might make in these areas, which maybe you'll try to carry on through the year. And I've given you a piece of paper to write it down so that if you like, it's something which you can take away with you and try to remind yourself about. So if you'd like to, you can either just think about it or possibly talk to somebody near you about it. But if you'd like to, you could write it down on your piece of paper, a choice that you'd like to make about yourself, about how you view yourself, about your attitude about yourself, about the way that you interact or deal with other people, and about choices that you make which might affect the world around you. And I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes to do that. Thank you. Please sit down. So we're now going to return back to a picture that we saw earlier, and that's the picture of the ripple. And just as we kind of come to the end of our service now, I want you to think again about the ripples and the choices that we make being something which spreads out and has an effect on people around us. And we each have the opportunity over the coming weeks, months, over the coming year, to have an effect on people around us. Whatever we do, we are going to have an effect on the people around us. And we can, by the choices we make, either have a positive effect and be a positive influence and help the people around us, or we can be a negative influence and be the kind of people who are kind of causing trouble and disruption and tearing things down? Are we going to be the type of people who are building up and making things better for people, or are we going to be the type of people who are kind of talking about people behind their back and spreading rumours and doing that kind of thing? So, yeah, think about those ripples. And when you make choices, think about the effect that the choices that you have, that the choices that each of us have on the people around us. And I'm just going to read that passage, those verses from Romans again, because I think it's so applicable to this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's pray. Transform us, Father, by the renewing of our minds. Help us to make good choices. Help us to make your choices, however difficult that might be. Amen.